It's Coast 93.1, The Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. Good morning. Kelly keeps avoiding eye contact because of this, my stupid blown up hand.
I can't see it.
Well, luckily we have screens in front of us that kind of block the view a little bit.
It's not just your hand, though. Now it's going down to your, well, I know you don't want me to tell everyone. Well, I'm telling him. It's going down your forearm.
Right. So I got stung by a wasp on Sunday, and the reaction, kind of a delayed reaction, my whole hand is all blown up. But I went to the doctor yesterday, and they checked it out, and they, you know, did all the, you know, they didn't want to say tests, but like they, you know, they made sure.
What did he do? Poke it and be like, all right, you're fine.
No, he examined it and you know, he said, okay. And you know, I'm taking an antihistamine and not Benadryl because I wanted to be able to do the show. Could you imagine?
Oh, my God.
The Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. I'd be like, oh, my God, is Blake drunk on the air?
Do you see where the sting is? Do you see where the bite is?
Yeah.
Have you tried to like pinch it?
I would. What do you mean?
Like pinch it to get the stuff out?
I think I already did, yeah. I mean, I can't see anything in there. Maybe, I mean, who knows? Maybe it's still working its way through. But when we looked it up, Tim and I looked it up. You know, of course, you go to the doctor, but then you also Google. And which one do you believe more of?
Oh, Google.
Yeah. So it's actually quite common. I just have, as the doctor said, you just are very sensitive.
Well, you are very sensitive.
It's like, oh,
and
thanks.
Now, so is your arm and your forearm.
Yeah. But it happened, and it's happened before. It's just this. It's because it's my arm, it looks crazier because, you know, your hand is just not big.
Yeah, right. It's very large.
When it happened on my leg.
Let me see it.
I know.
Wait, let me see it. Maybe it's getting a little bit better.
It feels a little bit better. I mean, it's not red, which is the good news. It's just swollen.
Nope, never mind. It doesn't. It was just
I don't think
angle.
It's any better, no.
No, it's not any better.
No.
Oh, there's that forearm. Good Lord.
So I'm trying to keep it elevated and all that. But because of that, it looks like I'm raising my hand for the whole show.
Yeah.
Like I have something I want to talk about. Like, hey, can I mention a comment?
Everyone's going to walk by the window and be like, oh, do you need me? And keep coming in.
Right. Yeah.
Well, I told you, this is gonna be great.
I went to the gas station this morning on the way to work, and the guy was like, you're aware your hand's very swollen, right? And I was like, oh, no, I hadn't noticed. Wow, thanks for letting me know.
Thanks, Doc.
Yeah. But so anyway, there's a funny survey about parenting. And, you know, these things stick out at me now that I have a partner who has kids, and I have, you know, kids in my life.
Mm-hmm.
A new survey found 2/3 of parents say they had no idea what they're doing when it comes to taking care of an infant, and they were just winging it.
Yeah, you know, I've had this conversation with, I feel like maybe I overstep my bounds, but, you know, don't I always. But friends of mine that are newly pregnant and they're going to have a baby or they bring the baby home,
mm-hmm.
I always have a tendency to send them a message and say, listen, no one's going to tell you this, but the first couple months at home when you bring that baby home are the absolute worst.
Well, and you are well documented on the show.
Yeah.
Stressed out about everything.
Yeah.
And I imagine you as a new parent, because don't you think, oh my God, I'm going to kill my child. Like, I'm not doing the right thing.
I went back to
work. Is the
child
alive? Are they going to roll over? You know, like you right?
It's terrifying. I didn't put Wyatt down for the first 3 days. Literally, Jay was like, I'm worried about you. I'm like, I'm fine. Don't touch the baby. But you're recovering from this major situation that just happened.
Right.
And in a way.
And you had a C-section too, right?
I had a C-section, but in a way, and I don't mean this in a bad way, I'm just being very honest, I would almost regret Wyatt and be like, you just stole my life.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I had friends coming over, and they would come over and be happy and fun, and, hey, we're going to go get a drink, but we just want to come see the baby. And then they would leave, and I would bawl my eyes out, being like, right. I can't go out. You know, and I didn't have post-traumatic or anything like that. But it's really hard, those first, and no one tells you that. No one tells you, like, it's okay to feel that way, and this is going to pass. It's just a new thing, and then it becomes the best part of your life. But, yeah, it's not. It's wow.
What do you wish someone had warned you about or taught you about parenting before you had kids you ended up having to figure out yourself? 79COAST. 792-6278. Because I think this is common, you know?
Yeah.
And I kind of, you know, fallen into the luckiest situation where, you know, I met Tim, who's already had 3 kids and took them through the younger stages.
Yeah.
You know, the potty training, the infancy, the all that.
Yeah.
So I kind of get the best.
You do know, get the best, but it's still hard. I think also the other thing is, like, you don't have to be the perfect mom. At first I tried breastfeeding. It didn't work for me. I didn't like it. I'm coming out and saying I didn't like it. So I got a BJ's membership and I switched him to formula.
Yeah.
It's okay if you decide to do that.
Right.
I would start like, oh my God, like a sweet potato. I have to home make his own food and everything has to be homemade.
Oh, that's...
Guess what? That lasted a week. And then I'm like, I'm not doing that either. Here's, you know, baby food. You don't have to be the perfect parent. You just have to love your kid.
Right. And
not
that's...
be a psychopath. That's it.
Right. Well, and I would say, I bet there's, you know, that online, we only see the best parts of parenting.
Oh, for sure.
Not the most challenging parts.
No.
Right? So you compare yourself to that, and then you go, well, wait a minute, I'm dealing with this and that, and I'm stressed, and I'm tired, and all this other stuff.
Yeah.
You know, whereas, you know, my friend is posting these beautiful, you know, baby photos, and
oh
I'm like, geez, how are you making it look so easy? Well, because they're just not posting the hard part.
Right. And your husband really does hear you wake up. He's lying. He's lying when he says he didn't hear you wake up in the middle of the night, that he slept through it. It's a big lie. Just letting the, you know, just a warning.
Uh-huh.
They're lying. They hear it.
79 Coast, if you want to add your comment, or you can go on our Facebook page. What do you wish someone had warned you about when it came to parenting that you had to figure out yourself?